We are a movement of hope for the city and beyond. And kids, we are so glad you're here to listen to audio Bible stories today. Everything from Valley Creek Kids is built around four truths that
God is good, Jesus has forgiven me, I am loved, and everything is possible.
Those four truths tell us the gospel, our story of hope, and we hope you always remember them. Now, let's get ready to hear a story from the Bible, God's Word. The Bible is a big book full of many stories that all tell one big story, God's story. And every single one of those stories points to
Jesus.
So, kids, I want to invite you all to take a deep breath in and out. And let's listen.
This is another episode in our series, Miracles of Jesus, where we're hearing stories of amazing things that only God can do. That's what a miracle is, something amazing that only God can do. The Bible is full of stories of miracles, true accounts of God making the impossible possible. And when Jesus was on earth, we see that he performed many miracles, sometimes at the most unexpected times, in the most unexpected of ways, all because he is the Son of God, both fully God and fully man, who came so that we could experience God's kingdom today. This story is the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead, and it can be found in the Bible in John 11. Picture this with me. Jesus and his disciples are spreading the good news of the kingdom, teaching people about God. But meanwhile, across the Jordan River in a small town called Bethany, near Jerusalem, one of Jesus's friends is sick. It's a man named Lazarus who lives with his two sisters, Mary and Martha. And Lazarus is so sick that there is nothing Mary and Martha can do to help him. No medicine that they can give him, no doctors that can help. But Mary and Martha still have hope that their brother can get better. They have hope because of Jesus. You see, as friends and followers of Jesus, Mary and Martha have seen and heard about who Jesus is and what he has been doing. He has been making the blind see, the deaf hear, and the lame walk. He has been bringing heaven to earth. He has been making the impossible possible. So they send a message to Jesus to tell him about Lazarus, saying, "Lord, the one you love is sick." Mary and Martha trust that if Jesus can get to Lazarus, everything will be all right. Jesus will help. He can heal Lazarus. They know it. They believe it. And they're right. When Jesus hears that his friend Lazarus is sick, he says, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory so that God's Son may be glorified through it." In other words, Jesus has the power to save Lazarus, and when he does, it will put the goodness of God on display for all to see. Except Jesus doesn't do what you might think. He doesn't leave in a hurry to go heal his friend. He doesn't rush to Lazarus's side. Instead of going to help right away, Jesus stays where he is. And not just for a little while, but for two whole days. Doesn't Jesus realize how sick Lazarus is? Why would he wait? Finally, Jesus tells his disciples that it's time to go to Bethany. "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep," Jesus says, "but I am going there to wake him up." Asleep? The disciples are confused. Why does Jesus need to go all the way to Bethany to wake Lazarus up? Can't someone else do that? "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better," the disciples tell Jesus. But this isn't what Jesus meant. Lazarus isn't actually sleeping. Jesus knows that by this point, Lazarus has died. So he explains this to his disciples. Except, how could Lazarus be dead? Didn't Jesus say that this sickness wouldn't end in death? If Jesus had gone to Lazarus quickly instead of waiting 2 days, would he still be alive? Jesus continues speaking to the disciples, saying, For your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him. Jesus knows that God is more powerful than even death itself. And now his disciples and everyone else will get to see that too. By the time Jesus and the disciples arrive in Bethany, Lazarus has been dead and buried in a tomb for 4 days. And many people are there comforting Mary and Martha. The sisters are so sad that their brother is gone. But when Martha hears that Jesus is here, she leaves her house and goes to meet him. "Lord," she says to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Martha still believes, even though it doesn't make sense, even though it seems impossible, she still has hope. Jesus says to her, "Your brother will rise again." He is promising a miracle. But Martha thinks he's talking about a future miracle. She thinks Jesus is talking about what will happen one day when life on earth is over and all God's people will rise again to live with him forever. So Jesus tells her something amazing. "I am the resurrection and the life," he says. "The one who believes in me will live even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die." As the Son of God, the promised Savior, Jesus has power over life and death. He is our source of life, not just for someday in the future, but for today. And even death cannot separate us from the life with God that he offers us. Jesus asks Martha, "Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she replies. "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." Quickly, Martha now goes to get her sister Mary so that Mary can hear what Jesus has to say too. Mary has been at home, missing her brother, but when she hears that Jesus is here, she gets up right away. The people who are comforting her notice how quickly she leaves and follow her to Jesus. When Mary gets to him, she falls down at his feet. Like Martha, she says, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." She is crying, and so are the people following her. Jesus is heartbroken by their tears. He feels sad for how much they are hurting and asks where Lazarus has been buried. They show him, and standing there at his friend's tomb, Jesus cries too. Jesus knows Lazarus isn't gone forever. He knows what's going to happen. But he is sad for his friends, for the sickness and death in this world that they have experienced. Jesus asks them to open the tomb and take away the stone that is covering the entrance. Martha reminds him that Lazarus's body has been in there for 4 days, so it may be really smelly. But Jesus reminds Martha to believe. So they take away the stone. When they do, Jesus looks up to heaven and says to God, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." Then, in a loud voice, Jesus calls out to his friend, "Lazarus, come out." And sure enough, Lazarus does. This man, who was lying dead in a tomb just seconds ago, is now walking out of that tomb alive, still wrapped in the strips of cloth that he was buried in. It is a miracle. "Take off the grave clothes and let him go," Jesus says. God's goodness and power are on display for all to see. The people who are there watching this with their very own eyes cannot deny who Jesus is and what he has done. Just like Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, many of them now believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Not long after this, Jesus goes to Jerusalem. There, he is the one that dies. But just like Lazarus, that story ends with Jesus alive again. Except, this time, Jesus defeats death once and for all, making life with God forever possible for every single person who believes in Him.
Wasn't that a great story? Kids, thank you so much for joining us today. And parents, we would love to stay connected with you. You can find us on your favorite social media platforms or at valleycreek.org. And for other Valley Creek Kids resources like worship music, messages, coloring pages, and more, you can check out Valley Creek Plus. Well, we hope you join us again soon. Bye!